Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, advocacy groups for older people say they're concerned that changes to the rules of the Fair Deal scheme around the rental of a person's home risks an increase of financial abuse. In a bid to get more homes for rent, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien has said older people availing of Fair Deal will be able to rent out their family home and retain 100% of the income. But the Minister for Older People, Mary Butler, has criticised this decision, and she spoke to RTÉ Radio 1 earlier today.
I would prefer to see the results of the review before we take any decisions moving forward that might have an effect on older people from a safeguarding point of view. Any person in a nursing home, their family are completely entitled to rent out their house. There was no issue with that at all. We changed the guidelines in relation to the amount of money that could be facilitated to see would it mean that more houses would be rented out. And it hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked. That's according to Minister St. Mary Butler. Nat O'Connor is a policy specialist with Age Action Ireland, and he joins me now. Nat, you're very welcome to the programme. Good to talk to you again. Do you share Mary Butler's concerns?
Well, certainly we would share the concern in relation to safeguarding, because while it's a good thing for older people to have control over their home and to be able to rent it out if they want, we know, unfortunately, that there's a large number of financial abuse cases happening every year. In the latest annual report from the HSE, there were over 800 allegations of financial abuse. And sadly, a lot of these will involve family members. So Minister Butler is right to say we need more safeguarding measures. Now, we have called for specifically adult safeguarding legislation to be brought in. There are guidelines given to the HSE and other bodies, but we want to see those underpinned by law to make it more robust, stronger protection for people in nursing homes or similar situations.
Can you spell that out for me, Inad? What could happen here? What is the danger?
Well, the danger would be, about two-thirds of those who are in a nursing home would be affected by dementia or cognitive decline. And so they might rely on other people to make a lot of decisions on their behalf. But at the same time, it might not be their will or preference that their home would be rented out, because that means packing up all their personal effects and so on. And so they just might not want to do that. And it is their home at the end of the day. But the risk is that other members of the family might see that, look, this is a way of making money. And if it's now 0%, that they would, the opportunity is there for people to seek to rent out the house to bring in money. But neither the HSE nor the older person themselves, who's the owner, mightn't see any of that money.
The new rules whereby the amount of money a person could keep from their rental income went from 20%, is that right, to 60%. They were only brought in last November or so. And since then, according to Minister Mary Butler, and based on how she spoke on RTÉ Radio today, that led to an increase of just 24 properties or so coming onto the market. So, I mean, are you surprised by that low number?
Not really, because it's always a complicated situation. I mean, it was under the rules of Fair Deal that 80% of all of your income from all sources would go, to the HSE to help pay for your care. And in that situation, we don't think many people were renting out their homes, because you'd be paying 80% to the HSE and you'd have other costs that would come out of the remainder. Bringing it down so that you could keep more of the money possibly didn't tip the balance for people. But also, there's lots of emotional reasons why people might not want to rent out their home. Somebody could be in the Fair Deal scheme, but their husband or wife could still be living in the family home, or their partner or other family members. So it's not always obvious that there's going to be a vacant home just because someone's in a nursing home. And of course, it is complicated in terms of, family members can have different views on whether or not they want to see what was perhaps their family home being rented out.
Are there not enough safeguards here? I mean, if someone enters a nursing home, if they have some cognitive decline, doesn't there have to be a safeguard of some sort that a GP has to certify the cognitive decline or so? And if they don't, the authority rests with the person, even in the nursing home.
Well, you see, I mean, it's difficult. We have a new Assisted Decision Making Act and the Decision Support Service, which will come into effect at the end of April. And so that's going to, increase the supports for people in exactly these situations in nursing homes so that they can be assisted to make decisions. And the assumption will always be that they have some competence to make decisions and they can be supported wherever possible. But we don't yet have that operational. We've been waiting a number of years for that. It's not yet up and running. And of course, it'll take months before it's fully operational once it gets going in April. Mm-hmm. Likewise, you know, the coercive control is something that the law recognises, but only for intimate relationships, let's say in married couples, for example, where one person essentially is coercing the other to do something against their will. But unfortunately, that definition is too narrow. We'd like to see the definition in law of coercive control made much broader to include, for example, an older person who may be being coerced into signing over their property by somebody. So that we need to bring that into the legal definition as well. So there are other
and have you seen instances, Nat, of that happening, that family members even put mum or dad into a nursing home early so they can avail of rental property, rental income?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, our information service does get many calls every year in relation to abuse. And we have, you know, heard of all sorts of very difficult and very upsetting situations where an older person is being abused and where, unfortunately, where if there's a property and the property is valuable, that can bring out the worst sometimes in family members if people are trying to get control over that property, control over the assets or over a person's money in other ways. So unfortunately, this is a reality. It goes on. And from our point of view, we do need to have stronger law to underpin the safeguarding.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there. People can text us to 51551. Nat O'Connor, Policy Specialist with Age Action Ireland. Thank you very much.